This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sheikh, let me ask you, what has the Quran personally done for your life?
How else can we answer that question? Allah, it's done everything. What hasn't the Quran done to life as we know it? Don't make it specific to my life or your life or anyone's life. What hasn't the Quran done to life as we know it? The Quran touched an angel and he's known as the greatest angel. And it touched a messenger and he's known as the greatest messenger. It touched a language, it's known as the greatest language. It touched a night and it's known as the greatest night, a night that is better than 1,000 months. It touched a month and we know it as the greatest month. It touched a place, we know it as the greatest place. Everything it touches, it makes it the best. It touched an ummah and Allah revealed, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." You are the best of all nations. The ummah that received this Quran, it became the best of all nations. So the question should be, what has the Quran done to life as we know it? And the answer would be, what hasn't it done? It's brought a realization to everything that it can be far greater than the moment that that thing is in. That's what the Quran does for us. It makes us see beyond who we are. It makes us see us for the potential that we have, what we can be. And wallahi, you read the Quran while driving and that verse rubs you in a particular way. You read the same verse when you're in the air, subhanallah, and you get a different realization and message from the verse. It's truly the gift that keeps gifting. Wallahi, every book in your life, and we've gathered many books in our life, math, science, geography, history, chemistry, physics, you know, productivity books in the dozens. How to set a vision and a mission and this guru and that guru. There's books that we gather, subhanallah. But every book comes into our life and we read it and we're done with it. At the end, it either sits on a shelf because we just like to look at it, or we give it to someone else to read, or we sell it, the second hand market, or we throw it away. Every book, think about every book that's come across your hand, your table in your life. Right. Every book has gone through this, except one book.
Sadaqt.
The book of Allah. You read it and you start reading it again, never feeling like you've read it. Knowing that you're going to learn from it something that you didn't learn in your last reading. You never ever feel like you've read it. It's truly the gift that keeps gifting. So every book comes and goes. Illa kitabullah. Except the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's before every book and above every book. We can go on. As the Sahaba described the Quran, it's the straight path. It's the mighty rope of Allah. It is the wise guide. That's the Quran.